Welcome to the WIHS Journal. On today's broadcast, I'll be speaking to the author, Janet Perrin. If you're a dog lover, you're going to enjoy this interview. We'll be talking about her book, Dog Tales and Pup Parables, 31 Devotions for a Dog Lover's Heart. And Janet, the first question I had for you is, what actually inspired you to write a book about dogs?
So I came into a very committed relationship with Christ, and I began to grow in Christ. I happen to be a dog lover, and I think God will use anything that we offer to Him. It's kind of my, I blog. I have a website at janetperrin.com, and I blog about kind of walking with Jesus on the road of everyday life. So it's been my experience as I've come to know the Lord that one can become trained, I guess, as we read the Word every day and as we listen to good teaching and as we are in Christian fellowship, one can become sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So I tend to blog about kind of just walking through everyday life with the Holy Spirit's guidance. And I often use my dog walks as prayer times. So it's this ingenious concept called prayer walking, in which one takes a walk and one also multitasks and talks to God and kind of does their own prayer time. So I guess it was a number of years ago, I was a women's pastor at my local church, and I was seeking a sermon illustration because my senior pastor had asked me to give the Sunday night message at our church. And I was really praying and seeking the Lord, and I think fasting on a Monday when our church was closed and kind of cleaning my house. And something happened with one of our little dogs, and it just gave me the perfect sermon illustration. And it became actually later, years later, chapter one of this book called The Sock Problem. I should say there's a text boom from my publisher and get this chapter for free. But if they text the word puppy to 54900 from their mobile phone, they'll get the chapter I'm talking about. So it was just, it started with one sermon illustration on the love of God. The Holy Spirit spoke to me while I was cleaning my house and praying one day after my dog had stolen my sock and I was frustrated with my dog. He kind of cut into my thoughts that day, and he said, Janet, I love you in spite of your sock problems. And I had been praying for a sermon illustration on the love of God, and it gave me like the perfect sermon illustration. In other words, what God was speaking in my heart was that God's love for His children is unconditional. And even though we mess up and even though we do things that are wrong at times and frustrating and we're imperfect, yet His love for us is perfect and unconditional. And so that little incident with my dog, I ended up putting a picture of her on the big screens at our church as I was teaching on Sunday night. It just gave me a way to convey what the Holy Spirit put in my heart. I guess over the next several months and even the next 2 years, I would get like these impressions when I was praying about something personally. God would use some simple thing that happened with my dogs to convey something, an answer in a way that I could understand it. And so I'm a journaler, so I started writing these things in my journal, and I eventually realized I was actually writing a book, but it took me a while. Just like my coming to faith took me a while.
Yeah,
I didn't quite realize I was writing a book, but I started to write them down, and I just eventually knew I was to try to get them published.
Janet, thank you so much for sharing your little escapades there of the dog and the sock episode. That's pretty funny. So tell our listeners, what do you hope to convey through your book, Dog Tales and Pup Parables, 31 Devotions for a Dog Lover's Heart?
The book has, I think, a twofold purpose. I think for people that maybe are seekers and haven't yet committed their lives to Christ, but they're interested in the Christian message and they happen to like dogs, it's a great introduction to the Bible because each chapter contains a kind of a main Bible verse a short story about some experience I've had with my dogs, and then personal prayers and focused Bible verses and devotional thoughts for personal journaling. So to the dog-loving seeker, it can be a way that they can be introduced to Bible study. And then for the believer, I just think it's a great, fun way to get a portion of Scripture into our hearts every day.
Yes.
And I guess I tackle some challenging topics and some things that a lot of Christians want to learn about, like the Holy Spirit's guidance, or I have one called in chapter 8, Seated on the Master's Lap, based on Paul's word to the Ephesians, Ephesians 2:6, for we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. And I think one day one of my dogs jumped up on my lap, and they were, you know, they were so secure in who they were as my pet that it just reminded me that, you know, I have nothing to worry about. When I'm in Christ, I'm secure. I'm seated in the Master's lap, as Paul said. And I think Jesus used parables as ways to convey deep spiritual truth to us in simple ways that we could comprehend. And that was the way the Holy Spirit started speaking to me, just for my own life and my own self. And so I hope the believer that wants to grow deeper in their faith, and they, you know, happen to be a dog lover, will really use each chapter, not even as a daily devotional, but possibly like a weekly devotional, and really grab a hold of the truth and study out the scriptures that I've put in each chapter, and maybe even have small group fellowship, get some friends together and discuss these things. Because there's, you can read it at one level as kind of a cute daily devotional and get some portions of scripture in, but you can really dig in, and it's like giving your dog a big meaty bone. There's a lot to it if you really want to study out the concepts. I mean, I can't take total credit for the book. I really feel like the Holy Spirit was helping me. I just flipped open to chapter 12 called Candy's Heart, A Lesson in Faith. And it the story is of a time when a niece of mine had texted me to pray for her dog, who was literally dying of a nearly always fatal heart condition. And she just texted me and said, would you pray for my dog? And I really sensed a gift of faith coming through her text message. Like, we're told in the scriptures, I think Paul said it, to not be worried about anything, but to pray about everything. And with thanksgiving, make our requests known to God. And that the peace of God that passes understanding will guard our heart and our minds in Christ Jesus. And when she reached out for prayer for her little dog, that just touched my heart. So the chapter is called Candy's Heart, and it's the story of really a miracle for her dog. They got this dog to this super-duper vet in the nick of time, and they had an intervention, but her faith reminded me in my life every day that there's nothing that God's too busy for me to talk to him about, that I can literally talk to God about everything. And I do that. That's how I live my life. Because I grew up in church and kind of religious traditions and rituals, and there was a lot of emptiness in it for me because I wasn't a person that was reading the Bible. That wasn't part of our tradition. And I didn't understand and know Christ personally. I am so passionate about getting people in their Bibles. And if they happen to be a dog lover, this book is a great way to help them get into the Bible in maybe a less intimidating way than just picking it up and opening it and starting to read it when they maybe don't have that habit yet.
If you're just tuning in right now to The Journal, thank you for tuning in. I am speaking to the author, Janet Perrin, of the book Dog Tales and Pup Parables, 31 Devotions for a Dog Lover's Heart. And Janet, I don't actually have the book in front of me, but I do see some of the cover. It looks really cute. So for listeners who don't know anything about it, why don't you maybe paint a little picture of the outside and maybe the inside for us?
Okay. So, there are 31 devotions. So theoretically, it could be a month's worth of reading if you read it as a daily devotional. But each chapter contains, it has a theme, a title, like the second chapter two is The Little Dog Under the Table, a lesson in persistent prayer. And it's based on Matthew 15:21-28, where there was a woman who came to Christ for healing for her daughter, who was demon-possessed. And he basically, you're going to have to read the context of it, but he basically told her no, and she wouldn't take no for an answer. So the theme of the chapter is being persistent in prayer. So I tell a story about when my dog, Joy, sits under our dinner table waiting for crumbs to fall. So it's about, a 3 or 4 page story. It's a gift-sized book. And then at the end of each chapter, there's personal prayers, focus verses and prayers of faith, and devotional thoughts for personal journaling or group discussion. And so each chapter, I would say, is between, 5 and 7 pages long in a gift-sized book. And I have to say I'm very grateful to have gotten a publishing contract with Broad Street Publishers, because they package this book in the most fantastically darling way. You would want to buy this book if you were not a Christian, but you happen to like dogs walking through, a bookstore or a Walmart. And it's been quite widely distributed, I'm happy to say. It's in Walmarts and it's in several places online, but it's super cute. They did it in a hardcover with little embossed paw prints on it, and there's 5 little cute doggies looking over a fence at you. So the title of the book, again, is Dog Tales and Pup Parables, 31 Devotions for a Dog Lover's Heart. And I'm a writer. I'm not artistic at all, but they did a fantastic job with cover art. To maybe someone who needs encouragement in their faith, or a dog-loving neighbor who may not be a church-attending person, but might be a seeker, it'd be a fun way to introduce others to Christ. I should just say quickly for people who really do want to reach out to friends who may not have articulated faith yet, but they've been maybe sharing Christ with a friend, that I'm very intentional about sharing my own personal testimony at the front of the book. And then in the back of the book, I very clearly and simply lay out the steps to salvation, because the greatest miracle, of course, in my view, and I'm sure yours also, I've been listening to your station, is when one receives Christ as their Savior. So I always have said to the Lord, since I've come to know Him, that if He ever gives me any audience of any size, whether it be in writing or in speaking, that if I would always tell them about the greatest miracle, which is receiving Christ as Savior and receiving eternal life. So I'm very, very intentional about putting that at the back of my book in a section called Concluding Thoughts and Prayers, that the way of salvation is, of course, putting one's faith and trust in Jesus. And then I give them, because I was a lawyer, I'm one of these ladies who's always saying, where is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
I'm kind of the skeptic who wants to know, okay, if you're telling me that, where is that in the Bible? And so I always give proof for my theology, and so I have many Bible verses on salvation and eternal life, and then also how a Christian can be empowered to be a witness for Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Once again, that was Janet Perrin, the author of Dog Tales and Pup Parables, 31 Devotions for a Dog Lover's Heart. If you would like more details about the broadcast, call WIHS at 860-346-1049. The opinions expressed are those of the participants, not necessarily those of the staff and management of the station, Ominissa Porticelli, the WIHS Journal, is Public Affairs from WIHS, Middletown, Virginia.